I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So now you know that Mahomes is back this week. How do you think the Chiefs will pick up where they left off with this guy? Just start clicking or automatic? And they're playing the Titans, aren't they? I mean, they're average at best. So you would think that isn't Kansas City going to Smashville for
yeah,
that game?
Yeah, I think I would have tried to push it one more week. You know, I really think that I would have held back. Why rush right now? You just beat Minnesota last week without him at home. I get it, but it's a dangerous game you're playing. It really is. You want that guy to be as close to 100% as he can get. He is your team. You need him in December and January. I just think you're running a big risk.
Moore did a pretty decent job against the Packers and Vikings, all things being equal.
Yeah, which is why I probably would have stuck it out for another week.
I think he threw three TDs. Is that accurate in both games? Would that be about right? Or is it just three total touchdowns in the two games?
It might have been total because they didn't score.
It's total. Yeah. 542 and three touchdowns. Not bad. They went 1-1 in the two games with Moore as their starter. They've opened up as a 1.5 game lead over the Raiders in the West heading into the game against the Titans.
And even that game they lost, it wasn't like they played bad. They just got outscored by the Packers in that, you know, barn burner of a game on Sunday Night Football.
Right.
I mean, they still had like 35 points themselves, didn't they?
Yes.
I actually would have pushed it two more weeks. They play the Titans this week, and then they play the Chargers on Monday Night Football. And then they have their bye. They're one of the teams that has a bye the last week of the byes. So I would have held out and then just play them the last five.
So you're saying they play now, then they have a bye?
No, they have two more games than the bye. Tennessee and Chargers.
And then a bye.
Yeah.
When do those stupid byes end?
I think that's the last week, the week that the Chiefs.
3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
So you're telling me in all, like, they stopped doing it in like week 12?
Something like that.
Isn't this week 10 this week?
Yes.
10, 11, 12, that's crazy.
12 is the last week.
Isn't that, like, crazy?
It is. It's tough. When do you want to have – what about the teams that have it week 4 when the season just starts? That's painful, too. I mean, you have an early bye, a late – you like to have
late
them in the middle.
Late bye is better,
you know,
when you have all the injuries.
You like to have that 7 through 9, you know, right in the middle, but not everybody can do that.
So Mahomes has thrown for 2,180 yards and 15 TDs. And completed 65% of his passes.
Now, I'm saying that he could go out there on Sunday and throw for 325 and four touchdowns and look great. So,
I mean, look, that team's not winning anything without him.
No question.
And they're not winning a playoff, like a semi or a conference championship game with Matt Moore.
They're not winning a playoff game, period, with Matt Moore.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that. Now, I mean, they might win a wild card game or a... You know,
well, they might not even get a bye if Moore played the rest. You know,
right.
If you had to play Matt Moore the rest of the year, who knows what happens.
So I don't think they're going to have to go through that. I think that they're going to, unless his whole thing acts up, like he broke his kneecap, right? Like, what?
Right.
If he has problems with anything else.
Well, they keep saying that after a certain date, which is, I believe, passed in the middle of this week, that the percentage of an injury happening goes down drastically.
Well, what about
after a certain amount of time?
He already had the ankle.
Right.
Now he's had a broken kneecap.
Yeah.
The thing I would worry about is that ankle again, because, you know, those things, just so you know, ankles to me are like the most painful healing, slow healing.
They linger.
They're a lingering nightmare. They never get better. And then, like, you'll be playing on it and you think it's better, and then all of a sudden, boom, it'll roll again. When you have a bad ankle, it'll roll, you know, when you least expect it. Like, it never heals. You could wait 3 months and you think you're good and you go out, it'll roll again. It's just always like rubber. It's like a rubber. It just rolls if you got a bad ankle. Our guy came back tonight, Fuego, and played in the game. He's been out 5 months with a knee, and he just absolutely had all kinds of problems with it. He had no – you saw him, Mafia. No game, no speed. He couldn't run. He couldn't shoot. I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, it's tough to see a guy sit out 5 months with a bad knee and then come back, and he's got nothing. He's got no game at all. It really – it sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.